So it's good again to be back, and good again to be in Canada and to be in the house of God. I have been away for a month. I was in Kenya, and thank you very much for your support, faithful prayers, and I bring you greetings from Kenya, from the Fresh Manna Fellowship in Kenya. It was good to be in Kenya, but I had some challenge. The challenge I had was when I assessed a little bit about the restrictions of coronavirus in Africa. So then I came up with the name. This virus is not only a virus, it's an anti-church virus. So because most of places you could see in the mall, activities are normal, but churches are closed. So, and to make it a little bit hard on me, they closed, they locked down everything 1 week before my departure. And so they opened up churches the day I left. So it was like, it's punishing me because all the time we didn't go to church, but we had time to meet leaders and have small fellowship, but we were not allowed to have church service. So thank you very much for your first prayers. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to invite you to watch a small video. See how the mission were, and so the Fresh Manna building and the interaction we had with people. So let's see this video for just a few minutes.
Pastor from Canada, Pastor Nelson Mukiza, for coming to visit us here in Kenya. My name is also Pastor John Mukaya. I'm born here in Kenya. I raised it somewhere up country. But these other brothers are fellow refugees who have come from DRC Congo. Some have come from Burundi and Rwanda. We want to thank the Lord for having led the man of God come over here to see what we have done. We have put up this building here for a church in the name Fresh Manna Fellowship Ministries in Kenya. We are... I've received support through him to be able to do this structure and also be able to rent this land here. We have put a small toilet down that side, but it's not complete. It's in a state that it needs completion. They need some support so that we can put it in a better condition. That is a small store that we have here. We also need to put it in a better condition. But more so, we desire at the end of the day that we may be able to buy this land here, which can belong to the Fresh Manna. But brethren, those who would be able to receive this message, our major desire here is that the brothers whom we have here, we have received from DRC Congo, from Burundi, and from Rwanda, they need help. They need support in terms of skills development. They need to be trained on how to be able to be absorbed in the Kenyan labor market, because they came, they have gone through difficulties. You know, the wars that they have had in Congo, they are not able to get the skills. They never went to school fully, and so they need some additional skills that can enable them to be able to live in Kenya. They need English as a language. They need arithmetic. Basic arithmetic and some computer skills, something that can help them be able to survive in Kenya, because many of them live here for a long time. The UNHCR is not able to resettle them as quickly as they need. They have lived here for 10, 20 years, some of them. So it's very difficult for them to live in Kenya, and more so to be able to integrate with the Kenyan communities. We pray that the Lord will help us and those brothers out there whom the Lord will touch to be able to support this ministry for the glory of God. May the Lord bless you, and thank you so much, brother, for coming to see us.
Thank you for having me. I have one question. How did the coronavirus affect this ministry?
Well, it has a lot. Even last Sunday, because of the lockdown, some pastors who innocently came to pray in the church, they were arrested. They were taken to prison, and it took the grace of God to get them, for them to come out. But they are not able to move around to do any small, nothing like any transaction for them to be able to get some income. You see, some of them were taking some clothes and, hawking a few things here and there in business. But now they cannot move because of the lockdowns. Yeah.
So do they need any emergency support, like food?
Yes, for sure, because now that they don't, they are not allowed legally to work in Kenya. They don't have work permits. And so if they cannot have any income through working and they cannot do any business, surely they don't have any money for them to get food. Yes.
So, I will appeal to my brothers in Christ all over the world. If you can do anything, feel free to contact us. And may God bless you and God keep you and keep his face shining upon you and be gracious unto you. Thank you very much for watching.
Amen.
So, as you have seen, a little bit of challenges that they have, which is to have a modern toilet. So that was actually one of my prayers, saying, God help me, I'm not feeling to go to the washroom here. So because the washroom are not like what we are used to here. So, and you could see it's only the building. They don't have rooms for Sunday school children. They don't have like offices. It's just an open room where they come and fellowship. So another challenge they have is they don't have resources like what we have. I remember when I came back, so I was a little bit trying to complain. You see, sometimes to show that you are a typical Canadian is you know how to complain. So I was trying to be a good Canadian and complaining. And one of my complaint was, so why would the government put me in a hotel at my cost? So which for 3 days I paid over $1,000. And so this is the government choosing a hotel. Then you have to choose among those hotels that were chosen by the government and at your own cost. So while I was a little bit not happy about that, so then when I checked my email and my WhatsApp messages, so I had people in Kenya writing me, say, man, we are suffering here. We don't have food. So it's like, okay. Now, Nelson, compare yourself. You are complaining about this, but can you see the other side of the world, how people are starving? So they don't have food. They don't have things. It's like they live. The prayer we used to pray, give us our daily bread. So then it's actual a prayer for them. They are praying for that. Father, give us our daily bread, because to put a meal on table, it's not easy for them. So please remember to pray for them and keep them in your prayers. Let's open our Bible and read from Matthew 28, verse 18. So the Bible says, and Jesus came and said to them, all authority in heaven, on earth, has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. Let's pray. Father, we glorify your name because of who you are and what you have done in our lives. Father, we pray that as we share your word, Father, touch your people and transform our lives. Father, we pray that you will speak through me and you will manifest yourself in the hearts of your children. Father, we pray that your will be done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So I'm going to share with you the word to be a witness of God, to be a witness to represent Jesus Christ. So to be a witness of Christ on our planet, number one, is to represent Christ, to be an ambassador of Christ. Paul wrote to Corinthians, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20, where Paul emphasized and said that you are ambassadors of Christ. So to be a witness of Christ is to represent Christ. In another way, we could say that we are on a spiritual diplomatic mission. We are representing Christ. That's how to became out to be an ambassador of Christ, is to represent Christ. So when an ambassador, foreigner ambassador, is sent to one country, he has a mission. So you are representing our country to this nation. So this is how you should behave. And for us also, as ambassadors of Christ, we are representing Christ on this earth. So we have a mission. And the mission is given by Christ, which he said, therefore, go and make disciples. So that's a mandatory mission. It's not a request. If we claim ourselves to be believers, then we have to understand our mission. Our mission is to make disciples. Our mission is to represent Christ. We are a witness. We are witnesses of Christ when people can see Christ in us. When people can see Christ in you, without opening your mouth, without saying, when they see your conduct, when they see how you live, so you are becoming a witness of Christ by living a lifestyle of Christian. It reminds me in the book of Acts, chapter 11, 26, in Antioch, when people watched and observed the disciples of Jesus Christ, they said, these are Christians. It was the first time the name Christian to be called on disciples. Disciples were not claiming themselves, saying, okay, we are Christians. No, but people of Antioch, when they observed them, how they live, how they conduct their lives, it reminded them Christ. They said, these are Christ. So the question I have for each and every one of you, Where you live, where you work, can people see Christ in you? Or we just self-claim saying that we are Christians. When non-believers can observe and see us and say, I wonder what kind of Christian this person is. So it's challenge to each and every one of you to behave like Christ, to be like Christ. When somebody sees you, let him see Christ in you. But if they don't see Christ in us, so then we are blocking the door. We are locking them out. We are not allowing them to come to Christ. But when we behave and act according to our faith, then more people will come to Christ and say, we want to know what has transformed your life. So it's not just saying we are Christians, but it's to live like Christians. That's how to become a best soul winner. To be like Christ. Becoming a witness is to become Christ-like. And this is a lifetime mission. To be like Christ. It's not something that we could do 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days. I called it a lifetime mission. Sometimes you don't know who's watching you. Sometimes you don't know who is learning from you. But when you choose to be like Christ for a lifetime, so then you are bringing more people to Christ. Because people will be watching at you. People will be seeing what you are doing. And then they will say, we want also to be like you. Because you are reflecting Christ. People are seeing you and they see Christ in you. I remember what Paul said to the people of Crete. So these people of Crete, they knew how to talk. So, and Paul said, these people, they profess that they know God, but they denied him by their works. So to be a Christian, it's not to be an eloquent, knowing how to talk about Christianity. But it is the actions, the works that we do that can testify and say that we are Christians. To be a witness of Christ is to understand what's the purpose of the mission of Christ. And the purpose of the mission of Christ, the Bible says that he came to seek and save that which was lost. As I conclude, are you a witness of Jesus Christ? Is your life matching with the life of believers? Can people testify that truly you are a Christian and you are on a mission to seek and save that which was lost? So let's invite the present worship team to lead us. And as we examine ourselves and see how we conduct ourselves, if we are truly ambassadors of Christ.
me by. I can see it in their eyes. Empty people filled with care, heading who knows where. On they go through private pain, living fear to fear. Laughter hides the silent cries, only Jesus hears. People need the Lord. People need
Father, thank you for what you have done in our lives again. Father, I pray that our lives will be like your life. Father, I pray that you will give us courage to witness about your love and your salvation. Father, I pray that our works and deeds will look like those of believers. Father, I pray that you will inspire each and everyone, and you will bless us indeed. Father, we surrender ourselves into your hand, that you will guide us on how to make disciples and how to witness to our neighbors, our colleagues, and our friends and our family members. Father, I pray that the peace of our Lord that surpasses all our understanding will be with your people. And may God bless you, and God keep you, and keep his face shining upon you, and be gracious unto you. You are blessed indeed. Amen.